Hello everyone. Tonight's reading is from the book of Luke, starting at chapter 8, verses 16 to 21. I'll give you a moment to turn to it. Okay, Luke chapter 8, starting at verse 16. No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a basket or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a lampstand so that those who come in may see its light. For nothing is concealed that won't be revealed, and nothing hidden that won't be made known and brought to light. Therefore, take care how you listen, for whoever has, more will be given to him, and whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has will be taken away from him. Then his mother and brothers came to him, but they could not meet with him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to see you." But he replied to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear and do the word of God."
Well, hello every person. Great to see you all here. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word. It is precious to us and it's a treasure. And Father, we want to understand it. And we ask that you would help us. Help us to understand what your word has to say. And Father, help us to respond to it as we should. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Almost everything that is done well and looks effortless is harder than it looks. Right? Almost everything that seems easy and seems smooth and seems obvious, they're often so much harder than they seem. When someone is brilliant at sport and just does things that seem effortless and easy, and then when you try to do the same things that you saw them doing, it's often way harder than it looked. If you've ever tried to paint a portrait of another person, you know, if you've seen someone else do it and they just mix the paints and they just paint, and then suddenly the person appears on the page like it was just effortless and always there. And then if you've ever tried to do that, you'll know that just even mixing colours is really hard. It's way harder than it looks. Running an event with lots of people and where everything makes sense and one thing flows to the next and it's all organized, everyone's doing what they're supposed to do, seems so obvious, seems so easy, like an event that we might do here at church, kind of like a, you know, church day camp or an event at work or a staff meeting that you have to run. They seem easy and obvious, but it's actually way harder to do stuff like that than it looks. And when it comes to people, one of the things that seems easier than it actually is listening. Listening's actually really hard. It's not just not talking. It's much more than that. Listening is really hard. It's about actually concentrating, listening to what the other person is actually saying, and then trying to understand what they mean, and then responding properly. Lots of people don't actually listen. You ever talk to a person and you're talking, and then it's like their eyes are just glazed over and they're not responding to you at all, and you can tell this person is not listening. You ever had a person like that, talk to someone like that? You ever talk to a person and you can tell they've just got their thing preloaded that they want to say? And they're not listening to you at all. They're just waiting to see it stop moving so they can say the thing that they've got ready to go. You ever talk to a person like that? You ever been like talking to a person and you can just see their eyes constantly like flicking over somewhere else, like behind you to the place that they wish they were? You ever talk to a person like that? Or does that just happen to me? Right? It's hard. Listening is very hard. And a lot of issues between people, a lot of issues in homes are actually people struggling to listen to each other, whether it's parents and children, whether it's husbands and wives or whoever. Often those kind of domestic squabbles, they arise not because of a lack of talking, but because of a lack of listening. people just not hearing each other. And people are sometimes impressed with public speaking, especially if you don't do a lot of it yourself. And let me tell you, what I do might be hard, but I reckon much harder is what you have to do. Listening, sitting and listening and concentrating and trying to understand what the person has to say and why they're saying it like they are, and not drifting off and having a little kind of tangential daydream, or not just thinking about other things that are more interesting, or not importing links in that the person didn't actually say. It's actually really hard. And so I reckon listening like you do is actually, it actually takes more intelligence. It's more, it takes more intellectual effort, I think, than what I do. Listening well is not easy, especially if the person that you are listening to is me. It's not easy when it comes to listening to people. It's not easy when it comes to listening to God. Right? God speaks to us in his word, and listening carefully, listening properly, listening so that you actually hear what he has to say and not just what you reckon he says, is actually really hard. And it's really hard because listening to anyone is really hard. And this week, Jesus is continuing the thought from last week, the same thought about hearing God's word and what it takes, what it looks like to hear well, what it looks like to listen well, to listen in a way where you will last, to hear in a way that you will respond properly to what you've actually heard. And last week, Jesus did two things. He told that parable, the story of the different soils, and then he also explained to the disciples why he speaks in parables in the first place. And if you were here last week, you'll remember Jesus' reason for speaking in parables is that a parable turns the volume up on what you're already doing. If you're already a bit anti-Jesus and not that interested, the parables will confirm that in you and will just accelerate what's already happening. Whereas if you're interested in Jesus and willing to hear him out, then the parables will draw you in and make you ask questions, and Jesus will answer you. Right? Last week, the disciples didn't understand the parable, and so they came in close and they asked Jesus to explain it to them, and he explained it. You know, it's not like he was like, no, why don't you figure it out for yourself? They asked him to explain it, and then he did. He told them the secret. And the parable itself was about how people respond to Jesus' words. The whole point of the parable was, how do you hear? How good are you at listening? Really listening. And Jesus was pressing the people who he was talking to and pressing us to not answer that question too quickly. Because everyone thinks that they're a good listener. But Jesus' point is that we might not be as good at it as we think we are. Remember last week, Jesus tells this story, right? The four soils. And then the conclusion, the punchline of the story was in verse 8, where he said, "Let anyone who has ears to hear listen." That was the punchline. That was the conclusion. The parable was about how you listen. Which soil are you? And Jesus' point was that listening is not just listening. It's not just about sound going into your ear holes. There was more to it. Listening was about your heart. And it was hearing, listening. Jesus was challenging his hearers. And now this week, Luke chapter 8, Jesus is continuing straight on right? We took a break for a week and went about our lives and did other things, and now we've come back. Jesus did not. He just continued straight on. And he's still talking about listening, how we hear. And if you have it, we're in Luke chapter 8, if you still have it open. You can see it for yourself. We're still talking about listening. Luke 8, verse 18, he said, "Therefore, take care how you listen." Or verse 21, he replied to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear and do the word of God." Same thing. But this week's passage is even more difficult and even more bamboozling than last week's passage was. And you may have felt it when it was being read out. Jesus says these three kind of cryptic sentences. Let's read them and then we'll work them out together. Luke chapter 8, starting from verse 16. He says, "No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a basket or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a lampstand, so that those who come in may see its light. For nothing is concealed that won't be revealed, and nothing hidden that won't be made known and brought to light. Therefore, take care how you listen. For whoever has, more will be given to him, and whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, will be taken away from him." Maybe you read that or you hear that and you just think, "Jesus, what are you talking about? I don't want a puzzle. I just want you to tell me what you think." So the first riddle is verse 16. If you're reading along in your own CSB, like we read here at church, or if you got it on your own screen, you'll see in the CSB translation, there's a heading to this section. And the heading is, "Using Your Light." And that heading could not be more unhelpful. Those headings that you see sometimes, they are not in the original text. They were put in by the editors just to kind of break it up a bit and to help us to think about what each bit is about and to give us a bit of a clue as to what's going on. Often they're helpful, but sometimes, like in this case, they are leading us off on a wild goose chase. For some of us, verse 16 might be kind of familiar. Maybe you kind of think to yourself, if you've been around church things or Bible things for a while, you might think, this is a familiar, I've heard this before. Others of us may know exactly where it comes from. It's the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5. Let me just read to you Matthew chapter 5, where this comes from, where you may have heard it before. Matthew 5 from verse 14, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A city situated on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light for all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Now, what's Jesus' point? His point here is, you are the light. Let your light shine. And if you were going to put a heading on this, you might say, using your light. That would be pretty good. And so some of us at this point will be tempted to not actually listen to what Jesus says here in Luke chapter 8, but instead just import what he said from Matthew chapter 5 and just assume we already know what he's talking about. So here's what I would like you to try and do. Just try to temporarily forget Matthew chapter 5. Just forget, "You are the light of the world, let your light shine." The other month I was watching YouTube and an ad came up that said, forget everything you know about mattress protectors. And so I did. And I got to tell you, it was a weight off my mind. And then they tried to sell me a mattress protector. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I skipped it. So forget Matthew chapter 5. Forget you are the light of the world. And let's concentrate on Luke chapter 8. Let's get the flow of what Jesus is talking about. Verse 16. No one lights a lamp and then covers it up. So far, so good. Verse 17. For, because, stuff that is concealed is going to be revealed. Stuff that's hidden is going to be made known. And so verse 18, therefore, in conclusion, take care, be very careful how you listen. Remember last week when Jesus was talking about the secrets of the kingdom? And he said in Luke 8, verse 10, the secrets of the kingdom of God have been given for you to know. Remember that? The secrets have been revealed. Jesus is continuing the same thought. The lamp is the secrets of the kingdom. The lamp is God's plans for fulfilling his promises. The lamp is the surprising fact that Jesus is the king who would suffer on the cross to save the world. That's the lamp. God's plans had been hidden for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, like a lamp under a basket. But in Jesus, they were being revealed. And so, therefore, take care how you listen. Some people in Jesus' time were seeing him heal crippled people and heal leprous people, and they hated it. They saw Jesus welcoming not just people who were oh so righteous and oh so religious, but he was welcoming tax collectors and demon-possessed people and Roman centurions and non-Jewish people and prostitutes and outcasts and the lowly and the dregs, and people hated it. Jesus taught that being first was actually about being last, and that being great was actually about being a servant, and that humility was a virtue. And he taught that it's not about just getting everything right on the outside and doing all the religious rituals, but it was actually about what was happening inside your heart. What was on the inside was actually more important than what was on the outside. And he called them hypocrites and actors and pretenders and image crafters, and they hated it. And so Jesus is again making the same point. The secrets of the kingdom are being revealed. Do you really want to hear them? Take care how you listen. Do you see how when you first read these verses, they can seem bafflingly confusing and almost impenetrable? But when you slow down and you listen to Jesus' words without already assuming that you know what he's already talking about, then his meaning becomes actually fairly obvious. The secrets of the kingdom are being revealed. Stuff that was hidden is being made known. The basket is finally being removed from the lamp. The point is for stuff to be known. The secrets aren't supposed to be secrets forever. They were supposed to be told. God's plans were going to go public. And in Jesus, in his life, in his ministry, and pretty soon in his crucifixion and resurrection, God's plans were going public. And so he says, take care how you listen. Take care how you hear. Verse 18. Therefore, take care how you listen, for whoever has, more will be given to him. And whoever doesn't have, even what he thinks he has, will be taken away from him. This is the volume getting turned up bit. Whoever has, more will be given. The volume will get turned up. You're interested in Jesus. You're hearing his words and you want to understand. And maybe you're confused and maybe you're not sure about Jesus, but you want to find out more. You want to understand. And so the volume gets turned up. But if you're not interested in Jesus and you don't really care and it's all, you think it's all rubbish anyways, then you're on the path that moves you further and further away from Jesus. And even what you have will end up being taken away from you because although you started right here, you are going to end up further and further away until you are a long way away from Jesus and the things of God. Right? Everyone was hearing Jesus' words back then, but what direction were they moving in? Were they going to move closer to Jesus? Were they going to understand and embrace the things of the kingdom? Or were they just here for the miracles? Were they just here for the magic show? Were they just here to get something from Jesus? And it's the same for us. I said this last week. Here we all are hearing Jesus' words. But which direction are you going to go in? Some of us in this room are moving away from Jesus. I don't know who that is. I don't have any secret knowledge or anything, no one in particular in mind. But some of us in this room are going to be moving away and no one will know. Right? There were people who were in this room 5 years ago who now are no longer actively following Jesus anymore. And what makes us think that this group will not be any different? And so therefore, Jesus says, take very great care how you listen. For whoever has, more will be given to him. But whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, will be taken away from him. And just to hammer home the point even more, Luke then continues in verse 19 and tells us a story of a thing that happened. Verse 19 says, then Jesus' mother and brothers came to him, but they couldn't meet with him because of the crowd. He was told, your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to see you. But he replied to them, my mother and my brothers are those who hear and do the word of God. Now, Jesus here, he's not being anti-family. You know, he's not like disowning them and saying they don't matter, these people are the ones who do. Family was extremely important and it was important to everyone. It was important to Jesus. We know this because while he was being crucified, he was making sure that his mum was going to be looked after. Remember that? Jesus is not disowning these people like he doesn't care about them and that they're not important. His point is family is very important, but hearing God's word is extremely important. That's his point. Take care how you listen. And how do you hear God's words carefully? Well, verse 21, my mother and my brothers are those who hear and do the word of God. Hear and do. We saw the same thing last week. The seed on the path heard the word but didn't want to do it. The seed on the rocks heard the word but gave up doing it. The seed amongst the thorns heard the word but got disheartened by their worries and distracted by their riches and deceived by their pleasures, and the thorns choked the spiritual life out of them, so they died and stopped doing God's word. And then the seed in the good soil heard the word, held on to it, didn't give up, endured, did the word and bore fruit. They heard it and they did it, and they kept doing it. And this is how God's word works. This is how it's always worked. This is how it worked in the Old Testament. This is how it worked in Jesus' time. This is how it works in Pitt Town today. Some of us have been moving closer to Jesus, growing as a follower of Jesus. Maybe struggling, maybe not understanding, but wanting to understand, wanting to know, wanting to do what it says. Others of us have been moving away, further and further away. Maybe just a fraction at a time, just a millimeter at a time. No one would tell, almost imperceptible, but definitely moving away. God's word moves people. There is no neutral. Everyone is moving, constantly moving, either away or closer. Today, you have chosen to come here and hear God's word. That's a great idea. You know, that's a brilliant plan. Not everyone has chosen what you have chosen. But here you are, hearing God's word. That's a great idea. But sitting and listening isn't it, is it? It's not enough. We've all heard Jesus' words. This week, last week. Hearing is good, but every soil heard, didn't they? It's about how you hear. It's about hearing and doing. Jesus has revealed the secrets of the kingdom of God in his teaching, in his ministry, in his crucifixion, in his resurrection. The basket has been removed from the lamp. And so he says to the people back then, and he says to us here today, therefore, take care how you listen. For whoever has, more will be given to them. And whoever does not have, even what they think they have, will be taken away from them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word and for the Lord Jesus, and that in him your plans that had been hidden for so long have now been revealed. And Father, we do pray for each one of us that you would help us to not just be hearers of your word, but doers. Father, help each one of us in this room not to be moving further and further away, but to be drawing closer and closer. And Father, we pray again for each one of us that you would help us to understand and know more, and that we would not just hear, but do. And we pray that in Jesus' name, amen.